During the planning phase of this wind farm, the local community were able to tell the developer that the ground conditions would make this site liable to slippage, and they were ignored. This development was taken out of the initial application and applied for again to the board, and it was granted. It was always felt that this was only the first step in achieving the whole development, and this has inevitably led the developer to contact the local community this week that he intends to submit an application in the coming months for the rest of the site, which was the original application that was made. This is blatant project splitting and was not called out by any official organisation at any stage. Sadly, this is about the government turning a blind eye to big, wealthy developers. Local communities cannot rely on government to support them and their interests over the interests of developers in these cases. They know that government will use and board Pinalla to make sure that the applications will be granted. To add insult to injury, then, there is little or no control of developments after they are given permission.